Following are a couple of short teachings this month. Dr. Jill Hubbard shares beating to your own drum while living with life's tensions. Then, Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer has a message on love bombing. And on our first call, Dr. Jim Burns and Dr. Jill Hubbard address Marie as she focuses on parenting a 17-year-old son who's making poor friendship choices. Let's listen in.
I have a couple of thoughts, and they may sound kind of random, but I think that they will go together here. So one is beating to our own drum, and the other is living with the tensions of life. So I don't know if any of you have ever been referred to as beating to your own drum. On some occasions, people have said that about me. Now, sometimes it can be a compliment, right? It can mean creativity, quirkiness, self-assuredness, individuality, boldness. It can be all those things. Or it can also mean, I don't quite get you, like what's wrong with you, or stubbornness or pride, kind of nonconformity or avoidance or kind of even a personal excuse, right? Oh, I beat my own drum, so I don't have to do that. And so it's important to remember that sometimes too much of a good thing is too much, right? We take it and it's no longer really a good thing. And that our character growth is lifelong. And that sometimes we come up with these statements about ourselves to kind of explain things. And then we go, oh, well, I just beat to my own drum. Well, no, we're constantly supposed to be working on our character and growing and looking at, okay, what does that really mean? Is that a compliment? Is that something that has gotten in the way? And so, you know, part of it too is to, so this idea of living with the tension of life, we do these things where we create kind of excuses for ourselves because life is full of tension and we don't always like the tension. And there are some religions that say that the goal is of life is to get rid of all tension, like to reach nirvana, right? Just a total state of peace. And in this life, we know that isn't true. Or if you're an addict, addicts think they should never feel pain or discomfort or tension of any kind. And so they seek to obliterate that. But the thing is we need the tension of life because that is what helps us grow, right? And it's in that tension where God offers us grace. But it needs to be just the right amount of tension. And I heard an analogy this weekend. If you think about stringed instruments, a violin, a cello, a piano, they have a certain tension to them. And it is really powerful. But if you loosen the strings, they sound horrible. And it doesn't work, right? So in order for our life to sing, in a sense, we need to have a certain tension and be tuned in to God and into this journey of growth. And so that tension is actually our friend. So here on this show, we are not going to get rid of all your tension. We may highlight it, but we want to use it for your growth. And if you beat to a different drum, sometimes like I do, it's okay as long as it doesn't go too far.
If we're willing to proactively stay in our own sanctification process, it still is painful. And yet we avoid a whole lot of preventable pain if we're willing to keep working on ourselves. Otherwise, the world and relationships will pile consequences on us if we won't do the work on ourselves. So it's a path of greater healing if you purposefully pursue sanctification.